We are up to Simin Shin Yutes Sif Yud Zayin. That's what we're going to be doing today. Amachabetz Pirish Shemotzi Chema Min Acholov. Separating the butter from the milk. Told is Boru. It's a told of Boru. Lefikach. Af al pi shenosnin shum shemim vegozim ledvash. Even though you're allowed to put sesame or nuts into honey, lo yichav tzein biyodo. You're not allowed to separate them. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that included in this malacha is if you put rennet into milk to curdle it. Also, if you put cheese into a cheesecloth in order for the mei cholov to drip off. Also, someone who takes the cream off the top of the milk. So what you always have to do is either take only some of the cream or take cream together with the milk. And of course, we're talking about only where you're going to use it for Shabbos. If it's for after Shabbos, it's usher anyway. What happens if you're afraid that it's all going to spoil and you need your butter or your cheese? You can ask a non-Jew to do it. This is a shvus to shvus b'makom tzorach. Now also, someone who puts his milk in a warm place so it should turn to cheese, it would also be included. Whereas, if somebody is actually making cheese, that's considered a tolda of binyan. Now, some say that it's usur to put sesame and nuts into honey because of the malacha of lisha. So why did the Shulchan Aruch, why was it matrit? Because he holds me ikar adin, there's no isur of putting it there, the only isur is mixing it. Whereas we in Borer are in Lush are machmer for that, and therefore the halacha would be that you shouldn't even put it there in the first place. Says the Rav Man now, Hagah harokek beruach b'Shabbos. If someone spits in the wind on Shabbos, the haruach mefazer harok, and the wind is scattering the saliva, chayev mishum zori is chayev for zora. The reason being, the malacha of zora is when they used to throw the wheat up in order for the straw to get blown away. So over here, also, you're using the wind to do malacha. So the Mishnah Brura says he hasn't seen people that are choshish for it. Zora is when you're separating the different parts of the wheat, the good from the bad from the good. What does that have to do with your saliva spreading in the wind? So the Mishnah Brura brings a daya that what we're talking about is you're throwing it outside where it's going to actually land more than 4 amos later. And the Isser is for carrying 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim. The Chiddush is that even though the wind's actually transporting it, for you to put something into the wind, you are chayef for it, the same way that a malacha is the malacha of Zoreh. When the wind separates it, you're chayef because of malacha.